Hi there, this is Sarah Cassidy, and I'm going to lead you through four basic mindfulness practices. You can dip in and out, or you can listen to each one in order, whichever works best for you. Bear in mind that what we have here are by no means the only ways to be mindful. These are only a mere sample of some guided audio recordings to help people of all ages get into some guided mindfulness and meditation practices. And while these practices are intended for people who are sitting down, this certainly doesn't mean that you cannot be mindful while moving too. In fact, I'm a really big fan of being out in nature, of walking, doing yoga and Pilates. For you, it could be something completely different. Collecting stamps, fishing, playing football. In fact, I think any activity where you are focusing on your current body movements, experiences and sensations, and being in touch with this present moment, that's what being mindful is all about. Instead of getting carried away by thoughts or feelings about the past or worries and fears about the future, instead staying in this present moment. So these meditations can be used by all ages. I'm purposefully using language that I think can be accessible to most age groups. We may in future produce more age-specific recordings, but for now we just want to give people a basic introduction to some guided mindfulness and meditation practices. And did you ever find yourself caught up in something difficult, or you feel overwhelmed, or that you're just not coping? This happens to people all of the time, because life can be busy, no matter where you are in your life. Maybe you're a kid going to school, and you've had a fight with your friend, or you didn't do well in a test. And maybe you're disappointed with yourself, or you think others will be annoyed with you over something, or may not like you anymore, or may not invite you to some party or some event. Or maybe you're an adult who's having a tough time with your job, your relationships, or any area of your personal or physical self. Or maybe you're at a turning point in your life and you don't know which way to go or what to do. Maybe you're an older adult or a retired person and you're feeling lonely, or that you don't have people to turn to anymore, or that you don't have a purpose in life anymore. Life is really difficult sometimes. You're not imagining that. And feeling low or down sometimes is actually pretty normal. In fact, everybody has got some highs and lows. What I find is helpful for me during these times is just to slow down, take a step back, and get in touch with what is actually happening right now, instead of what my mind is telling me might happen, or instead of letting my mind beat me up for all the things I could have done differently or should have done better somehow. So let's do that now.